Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Just great to see a good crowd here this morning for our worship here this morning. And boy, it's really chilly outside, isn't it? And so you came to church just to get warm, right? Just to come in the sanctuary. That's why you're here today. It is a nice benefit to have the warmth in the sanctuary, but I know that for all of us, we're here for another reason, to be warmed by what God would speak into our lives, into our hearts. And we pray that what we have to share today does warm your soul so that you can be a blessing to others, your family, and those that you live around. And we're in a sermon series right now in the book of James. Today we're going to focus in on how we utilize our tongues and our speech. Did you know you have the power to inspire and encourage people unlike anybody else with the words that you share? And I'm so thankful for that because we have just wonderful people, wonderful saints here at Peace that can make a tremendous difference just with the words that we say to other people. Just a few announcements before we begin our worship service. The first item to share with everyone is that next Sunday is the annual meeting for our church. We meet during fellowship time after worship. There are reports that have been put together nicely by the council, and those reports are out in the narthex area. And what the annual meeting is, sometimes we think that we just check a box to go to an annual meeting, but it's really an opportunity to pause and give thanks to God for what he's done here at Peace in 2024, and also look forward to this next year, 2025, and the things that God is going to do, to just anticipate with eagerness what God is going to do. And so that's next Sunday, February 2nd, after worship in the fellowship hall. Next Sunday is also the first Sunday of the month, which means there are some other extra activities on our Sunday morning worship schedule. The first is that there's a healing service at 8:30. That's an opportunity to join the elders and the pastor for prayer and to be renewed, to give thanks to the Lord. And there is the offering of the anointing of oil. That's not magical. All that is just simply, the Lord is with me. He's going to walk with me in the challenges that I face. So that's next week, 8:30. And then it is the first Sunday of the month, so of course we're going to have a special potluck fellowship with that annual meeting to follow afterwards. One other note too, the men's breakfast, you'll see the note in the back of the bulletin. The men's breakfast is next Saturday, February 1st. If you have questions about that, go out and see Oscar. Raise your hand, Oscar. Everyone knows Oscar. But if you have questions about what that is, all the men are invited, but this is a special opportunity to gather next Saturday, as we're going to hear from the executive director of Corvallis for Refugees, and he's going to share the impact that Corvallis for Refugees is having on those that are coming into our area that need assistance to assimilate to the resources and the programs that can really help them live in a more vital and healthy way for our community. So that's next Saturday, February 1st at 8. 8 o'clock is coffee, 8:30 is breakfast. I think that does it for our announcements. There are plenty of announcements as well in the back of the bulletin. I'd encourage you to check those out as well. Very good. We're going to begin in a special way by inviting our choir to come forward to share a special song that will lead us into our worship. So at this moment, I invite our choir forward.